Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Hey there, Enchanted Sister. Welcome to episode 6 of the Magic on the Inside podcast with the Sisters Enchanted, where we are chatting with everyday witches making everyday magic. I'm Sarah Walker, founder and head magic maker of the Sisters Enchanted, where it's our mission to make magic mainstream. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode, where we are talking to one of our own Enchanted Sisters, Karina Osborne. Karina is an amazing, amazing woman. She's so magical. Wait till you hear from her. She is in Canada. She provides Reiki services. She recently became a Reiki master. She does dream interpretation, intention circles. She really brings the magic. So go ahead, sit back, and listen to my chat with Karina. Hey there, Karina.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining me on this episode of our Magic on the Inside podcast, where we talk to everyday women, everyday witches, everyday magic makers, making some everyday magic. So Karina here, for anybody who's watching, listening, wherever you are, she is the founder of Karina Osborne Reiki. Her service is Karina Osborne Reiki Practitioner. And Karina is way more than a Reiki practitioner. She does all sorts of really cool stuff. So Karina, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, what you do?
Thank you. Sorry about my dog being like a child right now. So what I do basically is I service my community with Reiki, I'm at a center doing Reiki, and then I do a home practice as well. And through Reiki, I kind of seen that a lot of people were missing intention. And for me, intention holds a lot of magic. And that's kind of what helps me deliver Reiki to people. So I started intention workshops, which are called Unleash Your Inner Goddess. And it just helps people kind of connect with who they are and bring that out into the world.
That's so amazing. I think that's a very valid point you make about people missing that intention piece, especially in seeking out services from somebody else for like healing or whatever that may be. But so I feel like there's might be this idea that like you're going to get healed or aligned or something, and then like bam.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people I service are like, so I just need one Reiki session, and I'm like, okay, I'm not healing you. I'm helping you on your path of healing. You need to do the work yourself. And so that's why that's kind of why I came about to do the workshops that I do, because I really want people to own their own health, even if that's just like, like in a mental capacity. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I think it's really important to highlight that and acknowledge that, like, that there's self-work to be done and yes. That you encourage that. So that's really cool. Cause I see a lot of people now, they're like, oh, I'm going to do Reiki, but they don't tell people that like, oh, you still have to do something.
Exactly. So, and it's been really nice because, through my practice, I've kind of, learned a lot more about the seasons and how like life is cyclical, just like the seasons are cyclical. And so for instance, I'm doing a workshop tonight with the full moon in Gemini, and we're talking about our shadow selves. So like what better time than to talk about, you know, that mirror image or that twin image of ourself, and to do that work along with I give them Reiki at the end of the workshop as well. So it kind of allows them to see how they can work on something. And then at the end, how I can kind of smooth out the edges for them a little bit with Reiki. So
I love that. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So what brought you to, so from what I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, like Reiki was your first magical love child. or maybe I'm wrong, but you let me know like what brought you to this world of All the magic.
So I actually grew up in a pretty magical home, and I didn't really realize it until I was probably a teenager that, like, my house was different than other people's homes. So I grew up with my mom reading tea leaves and, I had very vivid dreams when I was younger and, you know, talking to spirit, and all of that was encouraged. And then when I was in my teenage years, I kind of interpreted dreams as like a hat trick at parties. and I didn't actually really know that, like, I was tapping into another side to kind of like help do that. But I was, you know, reading energy, reading auras types of things. And then I kind of just let it all go. So Reiki is definitely what helps bring me back to the magical world and realize that it was a passion, like a huge passion of mine, and something that's been integrated in my life for like since the day I was born, basically. So I got a Reiki session done on me because I was super stressed. My mom was just diagnosed with cancer and I was like her primary caregiver. And I was like, I need something not just like through muscle work, but like on a cellular level that allows me to like relax and like just let go. And so this psychic that I seen every once in a while was like, I do Reiki, would you like to give it a try? And I was like, sure. And I was just like, this is life changing. Like, I feel so much better. How can I bring what I've just experienced to the community that I know? And so she was like, oh, I do this, like, I teach it, I'm a Reiki master. And literally the next month I did my Reiki level one and just kind of like snowballed from there. So I've been doing it for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. I'm not really sure on the date because life kind of seems strange that way sometimes. But so I'm a Reiki level two at the moment. But as long as the course goes through, I'll be doing my master's in December. If not then in March. So Reiki is definitely something that has helped me along my path and really kind of forged my way to finding the magic in my life again.
I love that. And what I love too, in particular, because, you know, like I am a digital business owner. Most of what I do is online. But you are really person-centered. Like you do in-person work. You're in your community. And do you think that there's, do you think that like you have a different experience when you work with people one-on-one versus digitally? Like, have you had any experience with that really?
Yeah, I've done a few long distance Reiki treatments for like some family. So that was definitely like digital because it was all through text. And then I was like, okay, lay down. So I do find that, I don't know. For me, I'm not a very big tech person. Like tech just like doesn't work for me in general usually. Like it freezes up and all that stuff. So it kind of seems like the only option for me was to be in person. And I think having like the social work background as like a trade, like that's what I went to school for and stuff. I kind of see the need for more one-on-one in my community at least. And so it's digital is something that I've like thought about like for years, like down the road type of thing. But yeah, right now I really enjoy connecting with people one-on-one as well, because it gives me a better sense of their energy and maybe areas that I can help them with a little bit better. And I think it leaves less to interpret, especially since Reiki is energy work. And since technology doesn't work for me, like I said, it just... I don't know if it's them or if it's the technology that's getting in the way. So it's hard for me to read through frequencies.
I can imagine that working with you in person is, cause I've talked to you for a few times now, like this,
And I can imagine that talking to you in person is really like a big energetic hug, because you seem like very just friendly and like you're going to,
thanks.
A bit appropriately. So I imagine that there's like a really good experience to work with you in person. Do you want to talk a little bit more about like how this evolved into the intention work and the circles you're doing and how you incorporate all of this into your daily life? Like, what can another person do to get a little bit of the Karina Osborne magic in their, their daily lives?
Yeah. So, this past year, my life has like kind of changed a lot. So I really had to look inside myself and kind of see where I wasn't feeling fulfilled and where I was feeling fulfilled. And something that kept coming up was Reiki and how I wasn't really practicing at the beginning of the year, but I was missing it. So I really looked at my practice of Reiki and said, what do I need to do to get to a level of fulfillment within that as a job? And it was teaching. Because I think some of our greatest gifts is like when we have knowledge, not to hold it, but to expand and allow other people to come into that circle as well. So that's how I kind of got into the workshops and stuff, because I seen a need in my life. And so I was like, I'm sure it's a need in other people's lives. Pardon me. So what I would normally say to someone who's looking to kind of add a little bit of intention into their life is to find the most enjoyable, simple routine that they do every single day and slow it down. So for me, it was my morning cup of coffee. I really enjoy it. It gets me going. It gives me fuel. It makes me feel superhuman. It's magic all in itself. and I just explained how I went from doing pre-grind, like grind beans like Maxwell or whatever, to whole beans. And so my intention was, I'm going to really slow down this process and put so much love into this cup of coffee that I have no other choice than to be grateful and like enjoy my day. And so it started with picking out the beans at the store and just like smelling them and seeing like which one satisfied the aromas that I was looking for, and then bringing that home and grinding the beans each and every morning, not all at once. So every morning I grind the beans and I, you know, smell them and I hear them turning and I think about what that cup of coffee is going to taste like and what it's going to do for me, and then adding it and listening to it perk. Like it's totally sensory for me. But at the same time, it's infusing and really concentrating and being present in just that moment. Like something as simple as coffee, but it's something that I'm doing for me, right? And then instead of grabbing that cup of coffee and grabbing your phone and, you know, sipping and being distracted, the first at least three sips, I try and just sit and be present with that coffee. And if it's a really nice day right now, it's, you know, starting to get kind of wintry, so I'm not outside, but I'll usually take my first cup of coffee outside and just sit with nature and really just get grounded for the day. So some people meditate, I drink coffee.
I like you so much.
Yeah. So that's how I would say to add a little intention or a little magic into your life. And it doesn't have to be coffee. It can be something like, I really enjoy putting my makeup on every morning and like just putting on some tunes and really feeling your way through that process, right? And just really showering love onto yourself, whatever it might be. And I think love is the best intention of all. So that's what I try and work from. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that idea of slowing down, because I always talk about, I don't think I've ever once, and next time I'll have to credit you with that. Cause next time I always talk about like doing intention in little things, like something you're already doing, right? Like make it intention, but I've never inserted that act of slowing down. probably because I'm not one to slow down. So I needed this conversation today. But that's such a good point to slow the heck down. And
yeah,
I have never once mentioned that. So to get everybody listening to this in the future, slow down. Like,
yes,
slow down a little bit today.
It's hard for me too, because me and some of the girls that I work with at a community center that I do Reiki from, we all talk about that we have squirrel brain, and just like, it's like our thoughts are here, there, everywhere. And so I definitely needed just time during the day to be like, this is just for me and I'm going to slow down. And if that means like, and I know, yeah, you do talk a lot about self-care and stuff. So if that even just means getting up an extra 10 minutes early so that I can do that, it's worth that less of 10 minutes of sleep.
Like that slow down piece. I should write that down and like hang it from my ceiling. Slow down there.
Slow down. You'll still get there. Yeah.
So in your community, do you find that like a lot of people around you are sort of more becoming more open to receiving all of this intention work and Reiki, and are you seeing the movement where you are, where like more people are?
Okay. I literally got shivers as you said that, because I definitely feel like, especially since May, people have this like need, they're craving something more, and it's not like something they can tangibly hold necessarily. It's something that they need to like feel almost. And so I've definitely noticed since then, a lot of people have been coming to me, and that's kind of another reason why I was like, well, maybe I should get back into doing this. It is something that I really enjoyed. But since October, it's like boomed. Like that's when I kind of really, put myself out there as like a business and not just like word of mouth. And I'm pretty amazed actually at how many people have been booking my services and stuff and having that need and that want to feel closer to themselves. So
I love that you said that, feeling closer to themselves, because I think a lot of time too that you got so much wisdom in there.
Oh my gosh.
So much wisdom. Because like you kind of, this ties back to what you were saying before, where, you know, I feel like we're always looking externally. Like we want to know like what is our guide saying? What's our higher self saying, our future self, whatever. And like with this feeling like there's something more, like trying to externalize it and find something out of ourselves that's going to fulfill that or like give us the answer. But like you just said, like getting closer to yourself, is, like that's the answer, getting closer to yourself.
It is.
Not like, not like, oh, well, if only I can meet my spirit guide, I'm going to know. Like,
right. And I think it's definitely something I needed to learn for myself as well, was that like, you know, doing, especially starting this work, I was like, oh, I'm going to meditate and I'm going to meet my spirit guide. And then I would do a meditation and I wouldn't meet my spirit guide. And I'd be like, well, that was a bust. and then I started, you know, journaling after, okay, well, what did that experience at least do for me? And I realized that like the answers that I needed, I already had, I just needed to listen to them. So, you know, our spirit guides are great because they're saying like, hello, you already have the answers. Let me show you signs in order to get there. And so by really like kind of like, and I'm literally like stretching my body right now, by stretching out our like inner, like our soul, basically, like by stretching that out and like really feeling the edges of it and like getting deep and exploring, I think we can find a lot and help a lot. And but again, we need to remember to do it with love, because some of the stuff that comes up, I'm like, oh gosh, grade 5, embarrassing moment. Right. Still feeling embarrassed about it, but it's like, okay, that was an experience. So
awesome. I'm so excited. Karina is guys, you're coming to our Salem event in September, and I am like now I'm even more pumped for you to meet you in real life. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah, I'm so excited as well.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do, we always do this little this or that thing. I'll ask you this or that. You got to answer okay. as quick as you can.
All right.
All right. Pizza or tacos?
Tacos.
winter or summer?
Oh, winter.
Really?
Yes. I was born in autumn, so I'm like used to things dying around me. No, I think it's the fact that like I really get to slow down and I don't feel as busy. So it's nice because I'm kind of like a sloth. I like it. So
this yeah. is the funnest ever.
Yeah.
All right. Day or night?
I'm a night owl for sure.
Earth or water?
Water.
Water.
I'm a water sign. Yeah.
Cats or dogs? Did you get that one? Cats or dogs?
Oh, I have both cats and dogs, but I have to say right now my cat's my favorite. So
to choose your favorite child.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert, would you say?
Oh, I'm an introverted extrovert, but I think on the surface people would see me as an extrovert.
I like that. Black or white? Like
white.
White.
Yeah, white.
Coffee or tea? I think you answered this one.
Coffee, yeah.
Do you prefer an actual book in your hands or are you like a Kindle book kind of person?
Oh, actual book all the way. I need to feel the pages. Yeah.
Me too. And how's that? Let me see if I can think of one last one. Full moon or new moon?
Oh, you know what? I've actually been really enjoying the new moon energy lately. So yeah. New moons. Yeah.
You're really into this like night, winter, water, new moon thing. You like to eat some tacos, some coffee. Some, like,
yeah, basically. yeah. It's all about setting goals and just working through the darkness to get there. that's my intention, or that's kind of the role I've been playing lately. So
you know what would be like really interesting though, because that's like the season we're in, you know, like we're, because you're in the same like area I am, so we're in this like winter season, we're getting there. So I would like, it would be interesting to ask you these, because you were saying before that you're like kind of got into more working with cycles and systems. So it'd be really interesting to like see if I like randomly asked you the same question in like July, if your answer shifted, you know, like
they might, because you know something I've learned through my work especially is that like we don't have to stay stagnant, we can change. So like I don't always have to have a favorite color of green, it can change. No, I'm just kidding. That's
like your soul out, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in all honesty, I've actually always really I've really always loved autumn and winter, especially like the first snowfall. I find it very very romantic. So
it is. I missed my first snowball. We were away and it snowed and everybody was like, "Oh, aren't you glad you're not home?" And I was like, "No, that's like my favorite thing, the first snowfall." And
it's
early and I'm really ticked about it, actually. Yeah. It's actual thing. It's like so
good. I hear
all the curtains and you're like,
"Snowy." Yeah. And it like it brings around the sun, you know, in a different way. You know, I always say that in winter, I don't mind if there's snow on the ground because it means that I'm getting a little bit of sun because it's reflecting and stuff, right? So, but I hear you. I was here for my first snowfall and it made it better because, sorry, my dogs are now playing. but we have a puppy. She's only 7 months old. And so it was her first snowfall and we got like at least probably 5 inches. And okay, guys, enough. it was very, very cute to see her, like see something new for the very first time. Like she's never ever seen it before. She was like, "What is this?" And so that was kind of cool. It was like probably as if like someone had a baby and was seeing, they were noticing snow for the first time. It was, pretty, it was a great experience.
That's too. Magic in and of itself. Yeah. A little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Joy and everything. So yeah. Do you have any last, like any, if somebody was like, you can tell me one thing I can do to be, so you already told us to slow down, but like if somebody is mm-hmm. listening to you and they're like, oh, I love what you're saying about slowing down and healing yourself, and listening to yourself. Mm-hmm. Is there like one thing that if somebody, as they get off of here, you could be like, all right, well maybe think on this or try this or like one thing that really, I know you already said slowing down, but is there one other mm-hmm. thing that maybe somebody can take away from this or try right away or?
It seems so simple and probably so many people have said it before, but like your body and like will tell you what you need. So really learn to listen to your body, which in turn is like your intuition. So if you have a gut feeling that like, I need to journal right now, journal. You will probably make so much magic in that entry. You know, if your body's saying, I need to eat right now, eat because you might have energy to do something that's like so magical, right? You never know what's going to happen, but we really need to start listening to what our body and what our intuition is telling us. So that's what I would say. I know it's kind of like cliche, but I think it actually holds a lot of value to it. So
I love that. I think it's perfect. And again, it goes on with that. Like you have the knowledge, you know, go within, mm-hmm. not without.
Yeah.
So Karina, we can find you right now. The best place to find you is on your Facebook page, right? Karina Osborne, Reiki practitioner.
Right.
And soon to be on your brand new website on KarinaOsborneReikiPractitioner.com. And I'll make sure and link this up in the description.
Yeah.
Karina Osborne, K-A-R-E-N-A, Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N-E, Reiki. Mm-hmm. And you're in where, because I know you do local things. So where are you located?
So I am in Hamilton, Ontario, which is in Canada, but I service up to Toronto and down in the Niagara region. And sometimes, if you're lucky, you might catch me in beautiful British Columbia. but that's few and far between. my local community is Hamilton, Niagara area. Yeah, in
cool.
Ontario.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in that area, definitely look up Karina, and the rest of us can just follow you on Facebook and listen to your words of wisdom.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, again, this is Karina Osborne, Reiki practitioner. Thank you, Karina, for chatting with us today and telling us about how you make everyday magic in your life and in other people's lives.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you around the internet, and everybody else, check out Karina. And Karina, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Thank you so much for hanging with us today. And thank you for Karina for joining us for this episode of Magic on the Inside. You can find Karina at Karina Osborne, K-A-R-E-N-A Osborne, ReikiPractitioner.ca online. And find her on Facebook at Karina Osborne Reiki Practitioner to see what she is up to and learn all about her Reiki services, her dream interpretation work, and her intention circles. And if you want to hang with us online, the Sisters Enchanted, you can always find us online at thesistersenchanted.com, where we are conjuring up new magic stuff for you all the time. So thank you so much for joining us for this episode, and I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day.